of Jesus. Turn with me to Luke's Gospel and chapter 7. Luke's Gospel, chapter 7. Jesus was invited, we read in verse 36, to the house of a Pharisee, a very rich Pharisee. Luke chapter 7 and verse 36. One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to his house, and he was sitting there at the table. And you know, those days, people didn't sit in chairs. He says he was reclining at the table. That means they would lean on their elbow like this and their legs were behind them. And a woman in the city who was a sinner, verse 37, that means she was a well-known immoral woman. That's the meaning. She was a well-known immoral prostitute in the city. She heard that Jesus has come to this man's house. She was not invited for that dinner. And she did not go for the dinner. But somewhere in her life before that, she had heard Jesus and her sins were forgiven. She had lived a very wicked life and her sins were forgiven, and she was so grateful to God that all her sins are forgiven and she could go to heaven. You know, just like I told this man, risked his life. I would go to that man and say, what can I do for you? You lost your legs because of me. This woman also felt like that. I've been such a wicked woman and I thought I was going to hell, but Jesus came and in one moment forgave me. Lord Jesus, what shall I do for you? I can't preach. I'm not a preacher. I'm a woman and I'm a very sinful woman. I've got a very bad testimony in the city, but can I do something for you? And she thought about it. She thought she would take a very expensive perfume, a whole bottle full of perfume. And, you know, I've never bought perfume in my life, but I've heard that it's very, very expensive. You have to pay hundreds of dollars to get a bottle of perfume. And this woman went and bought this perfume. Now just think of this. This woman had earned all her money through a life of sin. And the money that she got from sin, that's the only money she had. She went and spent it all to buy this expensive bottle of perfume. Now there's a law in the Old Testament that said, in the book of Deuteronomy, that you cannot bring any money that you earned by committing sin into God's house. There's a law like that. If you were a prostitute and earned a lot of money through sin, you cannot even give 1 cent of that money to God. Because that's sinful money. Earned through sin. You can only give money to God which you have earned righteously. Now Jesus knew there was such a law. And in that day, Jesus was the house of God. He was the Son of God. And when she brought that, everybody in the city knew she was a sinner. Jesus knew she was a sinner. And when she poured it at his feet and anointed him and kissed his feet, verse 39, the Pharisee, he knew the Bible. He knew the law said this woman cannot give an offering like this to God. And he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he will know what sort of person this woman is who's touching him. He will not allow it. He will not accept that offering. But Jesus accepted it. And he told Simon, who was the one who invited him, he said, I want to tell you something, Simon. There was a man who lent money to two people. One man owed 500 denarii and another man owed 50. He forgave both of them. Who will love him more? Simon said, the one whom he was forgiven more. Verse 43. The one who was forgiven more will love more. And Jesus said, that is correct. It's always true. The one who is forgiven more loves more. Then he said, turning towards the woman. And then he said to Simon, verse 44. You see this woman? Forget about quoting laws from the book of Deuteronomy. You did not even give me water when my feet were dirty when I came into this house. See, they used to wear slippers those days and the feet were dirty, the dusty roads. And in every house they give water to wash their feet. But he said, you never gave me water to wash my feet. But this woman has wiped my feet with her tears, wet it with my tears and wiped them with her hair. You never gave me a kiss and embraced me when I came here, but this woman has been kissing my feet ever since I came here. You did not anoint my head with oil, verse 46, but she has anointed my feet with expensive perfume. And I'll tell you something, Simon. Because she has been forgiven much, she loves so much that she is willing to spend her entire money on me. But because you have been forgiven so little, your love is not, you just give me a dinner and go away. There's a lot of difference. So I learned something from that. Those who, verse 47, those who are forgiven much will love Jesus more. Those who are forgiven little will love Jesus less. So, why is it some people love Jesus more in the world? Why is it some missionaries have been willing to sacrifice everything and they didn't spend their money going on tourism? They gave everything up to go preach the gospel to those who have never heard it. Why did they live that life? Because they were forgiven much. They were not prostitutes. I mean, think of people like Amy Carmichael and many others who went out, and William Carey and Adoniram Judson and all. They were not sinful people, but they understood how much, how serious their sin was in God's eyes. You don't have to be a prostitute or a murderer to be forgiven much. You just got to see the gravity of your sin to know how much Jesus has forgiven you. You may think, oh, I haven't committed adultery or killed anybody or robbed a bank or anything. No, you don't have to do all that to say you're forgiven much. When you see how serious telling one lie is. Yeah. To have a grudge against somebody, how serious that is. It's as bad as committing adultery, as bad as killing somebody. That's how I see it. The thing is, we don't see the seriousness of our sins and we think, oh, I haven't sinned much. Because your value of sin is evaluated by what the world considers to be sin. And according to the standards of the world, you have not sinned so much. But when you look at sin from God's perspective, you see that you have sinned terribly. Even if you did not commit murder and adultery and theft and all that. Little things, you see, very serious. And that's what happened to me. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't rob any bank. But I saw the little things I did, my unforgiving attitude, my dirty thoughts, my bad, angry words, and all that. I said, Lord, I see how serious all these things are. You have forgiven me much. I am just like that prostitute woman. I'm not a prostitute, but I'm just like that woman. I've been forgiven so much. I have to love you much. So there are two ways in which we can know, increase our love for Jesus. What did I tell you? One is from 1 John chapter 4. We love him because he first loved us. Meditate on how much Jesus loved you and how terrible a price he paid on the cross. Your love for him will increase. Secondly, meditate on how serious sin is in God's eye, your sin. Even though you may not have committed some terrible sins according to the world, your so-called minor sins are terrible in God's eyes. You know, you look at an ant under a microscope and it looks like an elephant. You know that. Just an ant. It looks like an elephant under a microscope. And when you see sin in God's eyes, it's like seeing an ant under a microscope. Huge. Most people don't see it in God's, look at sin the way God looks at it. They look at it and they say, oh, it's a little ant. But the person who sees sin the way God looks at it, he says, it's not an ant, it's an elephant. When you see sin the way God sees it, you will really love Jesus and you will hate sin also. And you'll never want to do it again. That's the way you can be the man or the woman of God, God wants to make you into. I want to tell every one of you, I believe if you've accepted Christ into your life, God has got a wonderful plan for your life.